need to laugh to me. Then get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Holy cow!
Men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It is Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney over here, and special thanks to Brian Scalzo for helping us, giving us a little bit of warning so we can get this show recorded to post up on the web for all you people who can't listen live. So if you're catching this clipped off a little bit, you can just thank Brian for that.
Clipped off is not bad.
Oh, well.
It's better to be clipped off than clipped on.
And I got to be careful because he controls
your universe.
What's commonly referred to as the suck button.
You got nailed.
Gosh, you must be embarrassed now. Can you make any more noise getting set up over there?
Can he control this?
Oh, I can. There you go. Move that thing around all you want. Now Ken's... Are you all done there?
Yeah.
All right, Ken's all done.
Totally done. Hey, it's the computer corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, where we have fun, we frolic, and we talk computers.
And you can tell that we just took over the studio previously left by Romy, because up on the TV here in the studio is bull riding.
Hey, that looks like the rodeo.
I wish I had a banjo.
Oh, stop.
Bull riding.
What?
Yeehaw! Come on, Romy.
I bet
you Romy can ride a bull.
What's the banjo got?
You ride bulls?
Hey, this is radio. They can't see you talking to Romy through the glass.
Well, they can hear me talking to him.
Yeah,
right?
You can also hear us talking today about power protection, which is the theme for the day. Romy's done. He's done.
I'm sorry.
No more airtime.
I won't even look at him.
We are going to try to edumacate you a little bit on surge protection. It's kind of our annual how to fight the power. Fight the power.
He's looking at me.
Wait.
He's pointing at me.
I hate when that happens. Mom.
Ooh.
Mom. So if you don't have a surge protector or a power filter or a battery backup or some kind of device on your computer, maybe by the end of today's show you'll understand why you might want to go out and do that.
You know, we could have tied this in with their show.
Nah.
Rosie's show.
Nah.
And Romy's show. You know how? Because I've heard him before talking about whole house,
yes,
surge protection and lightning protection,
yes,
for your house and things like that. See?
Uh-huh.
We do have something in common, man. Not bull riding. It's power protection, lightning protection, whole house surge protection. We'll talk about those things today. We'll talk about protection for your computers, all your electronics, all your gadgets, all your geek toys, all your chainsaws and your drills, too. We'll talk about protection for all those things, and you can talk protection or any other computer problems at 602-277-5877. 27, that's 277 KTAR.
Oh, you've decided to do the show now, huh? No more playing with Romy?
Hey, I'm mixing it up, man. he's doing this to me. He's doing the slit the throat thing like you did, man.
Okay, well.
Talk about bull riding. It's a manly sport.
Later on in the show, of course, we got our Geek
like
Speak of the Week and our Web Attack Free Download of the Week. And Brandon's
I told you I needed some sugar.
Obsession with Romy. I don't know what the deal is.
Hey. Hey now.
Hey, now.
My wife might be getting a little upset now.
Did you give them the way that they can communicate with us electronically?
Oh, I forgot that way.
Of course you did.
Check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section, because we're doing a radio show, you see. And there you'll see links to all the things we're talking about, which include power protection and how to protect yourself. And at the bottom of the page, links to ask us a question or make a suggestion, which we could probably use about this time right now. And if the suggestion is, Brandon, shut up. You don't need to say it. I'm already feeling it. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Pat wrote in an email and about a surge protection theme, and you were just talking about the whole house protection.
Right.
Have the guy from Lightning Busters come on the show.
Yeah.
And for $300, he comes out and gives everything in your house surge protection. He was on Rosie's show, and we had him come out this morning and fix us up.
Yeah, I've heard about that guy through, of course, Rosie's show, and I've heard that's a really cool thing, that they come out. And where the power actually enters your house, they put surge protection there. Instead of you buying, 40 surge protectors for all the things inside your house, like your television and your home theater and your DVD player and everything these days has electronics. And your microwave has some components of almost a computer built into it. Your computer...
Say it isn't so.
It is so.
An evil computer in my microwave?
Well, and refrigerators are going to probably... I've seen refrigerators that have computers built into them, so... This is coming, and pretty soon you're buying. By the time you go buy all these surge protectors and get them all put in the right places and get everything set up, you probably spent as much as, what did they say, $300 to come out and do your whole house?
Something like that.
That's crazy.
Communist popcorn.
Oh, we're going back to that. See, that's last week's for anybody.
Hey, you know,
missed.
Joining us here also is our data doctor, Della?
Wow.
Stella! Garrett Pella. Rhymes with Stella and Della. Hey, fella.
What's up?
He's becoming like a regular here. He shows up each week. And
yeah, he won't go away.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
He says more and more words each week, though.
You think?
Yeah.
I try.
Well, if you feel up to it, you could sit where Brandon's sitting so Brandon can go play with Rosie and
I think they
Romy.
Already left.
Letting those two great minds play together unsupervised? I don't think so.
By the way, that number, because people haven't taken advantage of it yet, and generally people do a lot, so mm-hmm. we're going to give it out right now, 602-277-5827, that's the number, to jump on in and ask your computer questions, your power protection, your surge protection, your lightning protection.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, and also, just because you email us and just because we don't answer it on the air, don't answer it directly to you just because we get such a volume and makes it hard to do so, it doesn't mean that you won't get an answer. In fact, last week, one of our listeners wrote in and asked about how he can use Word to create ebooks. And guess what this week's column is about?
Using Word to create ebooks?
How did you know?
I'm psychotic.
No, you actually subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Which,
yeah, and I got that, plus you send out before you actually publish the
yeah, I bombard
newspaper.
You. If you're on the Data Doctor's domain, you get bombarded with my love.
Indeed.
But that's okay.
All right, do we have our young scholar?
Young Adam? Of course we have young Adam.
Yes.
He's waiting in the wings
for... Do we have thematic music for him,
man.
Possibly?
You're gonna really tax my
Adam,
abilities.
Adam, hold on. He's so obsessed with Romy this morning. Hey, I thought you guys had new theme music for us.
Spider-Man.
You and your dad, you said you had it, you just had to get it to us. Remember, you're
going
to reburn the CD.
Live from the backyard pyramid.
It's Adam.
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, Adam is all of 13, comes to us each week with some wisdom, some explanatory? No. You're going to explain an acronym or an almost acronym that we use in the computer world.
Yep.
Go for it.
This one's an almost acronym this week, but it really fits in with the theme of the show.
All right.
This week's acronym is UPS.
UPS.
Hey, they deliver packages.
That's right.
The guys in brown.
What can brown do for you today?
Well,
No?
No.
Oh.
No, the UPS I'm talking about stands for Uninterruptible Power Source.
Or power supply?
Yeah.
Or power supply.
Yeah.
Those are good things to have during this time of year when the power kind of flickers and fluctuates from time to time, huh?
How is it that it's uninterruptible?
What it does is when your computer is not using any power, it charges a big battery.
Uh-huh.
And when you're using your computer, instead of getting the power right from the wall, it takes it from the battery and recharges it at the same time. So if the power goes out or something goes wrong with the power, the computer is still getting power from that big battery.
That's pretty cool.
So that this way, if the power goes out, you know, and obviously if it's out for a week, mm-hmm. this is not going to take care of that problem. But if it's out for, like it commonly is, for just a few seconds here during the monsoons, or even out for maybe 15 minutes or so, depending on the UPS that you purchase, you may be able to keep your computer up and running. This becomes especially important if you're in a business and you have like a server,
right.
or if you have something that needs to be on all the time, or if obviously pulling the plug on like something that's running a database server or something like that, that obviously causes some major problems. So,
well, you know, they're getting inexpensive enough that it's worth having for your home computer and your workstations and what have you, just because...
Yep.
I think a lot of people are really kind of aware of surges or increase in power.
Yes.
But for extra credit, do you want to discuss the opposite of a surge?
Oh,
there,
like a
young
brownout?
A brownout. That's exactly what we call it.
We're back to brown. What can a brownout do for you today?
A brownout, it's where the power dips, sort of. So you don't have enough power to run the computer, but your lights and your TV might stay on.
But actually, what can sometimes happen is your computer will stay on too,
mm-hmm.
but all of a sudden you'll have a Word document you were working on, the brownout hits, and all of a sudden that Word document's now corrupted, or your computer locks up and you're not really sure why. A lot of times it has to do with a low power situation where your computer really needs to run kind of in that optimal range of about 110 to 118, somewhere in there maybe. And if it goes below that, your computer may still seem to be functioning just fine, but it may cause some problems to the system itself.
So you'll actually hear surges and sags,
mm-hmm.
or the lack of power. And actually, brownouts or sags are much, much more common than surges are.
Right.
And those little UPS devices you're talking about help solve that problem as well.
You know what's really interesting when we install those UPSs in people's homes and offices, and they start to get that little beep every time something happens to the power?
They're amazed at how often they beep.
It beeps a lot, and they go, whoa, I didn't realize it. What's really cool is in a really, really, really old office building where there's UPSs everywhere, you hear them beeping in chorus, beep, all together at the same time. It's like this chorus.
Like surround sound
it
beep.
Is. It is. It's really, actually, it gets a little annoying after a while. Fortunately, you can turn that noise off.
Thanks, Adam, for your weekly contribution.
What's ups?
That's Adam. Adam's acronym brought to you every week by...
Adam.
Adam, of course. And it is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. We're talking power protection and your calls and questions, 602-277-5827, back after the break.
At the scene of a crime.
You know our names. You've known them for a long time.
I'm Ned Foster.